Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And I'm going to start by talking about the Penguins and where they are and why they are where they are, which is clinging to a playoff spot right now. When you look at some of the stuff they've done, and we'll get into this a little later, they lead the NHL in blown leads after leading after two periods. They're 24-5, which translate, when you look at loser points, is 20-9. They've lost nine times when leading after two, and you just can't have that happen. It's critical to put those games away, and we saw it once again for the third time this year against the Islanders, who swept the season series with the Penguins, winning all four games. But the Penguins had a 3-1 lead and could not put it away with 5 minutes left in regulation. Two, I thought, saves that Tristan Jarry should have made, or at least should make if he's the kind of goaltender they want to believe can get them to where they have to go into the playoffs and then hopefully a round or two or more. But he has to be that guy. And when he's healthy, when he's on his game, I think he is that guy. I'm not sure if he's completely healthy. There's been talk about a hip injury. And whatever the case may be, those two goals that happened late in that game were, I thought, number one, yes, bad coverage by Penguin defense. Anders Lee is always in front of the net, and nobody seems to take him out there. And he was able to redirect a shot that eventually tied it at three. But the one ahead of that was just a goal that didn't need to be scored. I thought it trickled in. It barely did. And so then they go into an overtime situation, had some glorious chances against Ilya Sorokin, couldn't score on him, and then back-to-back breakaways. And then the second one, Brock Nelson. As soon as I saw it was Brock Nelson, I said, oh, here we go. It's over. And it was. He scored. He's a Penguin killer, as is Lee. Lee has 7 goals in 4 games against the Penguins this year. But again, losing a lead late. They played a really good game for 55 minutes. I was encouraged by that. One of the things that kind of is perplexing to me is and I get this, Jeff Carter has not had a good year. Jeff Carter's a signing that Ron Hextall has been criticized for and should be criticized for just because he's too old to be doing it at that level at that price tag. His play has fallen off. Still, tremendous career. But late in that game, the Islanders pulled Sorokin. Penguins are up 3-2. They have a chance at an empty net. There's a high stick on the puck, and he knew it. He did it. Now, some are going. If you're going to be critical of Jeff Carter for that, that's not something I would do. There are plenty of reasons to be critical of his game, but he was trying to get the puck out of the zone. It was over the shoulder. Sure, he could have let it, fall into the ice, but at that point, it may not have resulted in possession for the Penguins. So he went through full well knowing that that was going to be blown dead, and missed out on an opportunity to put the game away. More importantly, what that did was it brought the faceoff back into their own zone. And, of course, the Islanders win the faceoff, and it's Dotson who puts it in front, and Lee scores the equalizer. I'm not going to go so far as to blame Jeff Carter for that. A lot of people already have, I see, on Twitter. But to me, there are other things that cost them that game. That was one moment. Yes, he knew what he did. As soon as he did, he had to have known. He's been in the league too much. It's instinctive. You see the puck hand-eye coordination, you want to knock it out. Maybe it was just so fast that he wasn't aware where his stick was. I don't know. But I'm not going to blame him for that. He's still got to win a face-off. You can't let the guy go in front of the net, just do what he has to do, like Anders Lee always seems to do against the Penguins. That's just a terrible loss, and there have been a lot of them. So now the Penguins find themselves in a situation where they have back-to-back games this weekend. both against teams in their own division. And it's going to start with Philadelphia today. But when you look at the situation, the Islanders have jumped ahead of the Penguins in the wild card. 76 points to 74. So the Penguins have the second wild card, which means at this point they're scheduled to play Boston if they hang on to that. However, the Penguins have three games in hand on the Islanders. Florida's lurking behind with 72 points. The Penguins also have two games in hand on them. And Ottawa is at 70, but they've played the same amount of games as the Penguins. Today, it's the Flyers coming to town, and the Flyers are a mess, as they have been many, many years. The guy who took over for Ron Hextall, who was fired back in 2017, is Chuck Fletcher. What happened yesterday, or 2 days ago, whenever it was, Chuck Fletcher gets fired. And now Daniel Briere takes over as their general manager. He's never done it before, but he's worked himself up through the ranks after a 17-year playing career for the Flyers. The Flyers are a mess, but they seem to have the Penguins' number. And when you do that, that's a problem today. So that 3:30 game seems like a game the Penguins should be able to win, but given how they've played Philadelphia when they come to Pittsburgh, I'm not so sure. They got to get these 2 points, as Tristan Jarry will oppose Carter Hart. Tristan Jarry has to be better, at least to another problem with him. What do you do in the offseason? Are you convinced he is your goaltender of the future? Are you convinced that he's worth what he wants at $6 million? I think the price tag may be coming down a little bit. And certainly I hope it does, based on how he's played, if they want. But they got to have somebody who represents a franchise goalie. I thought he would be it. And now, the way things have gone, I'm not so sure. But they have to solve that issue, and they have to come out and play a complete game. And if they get a lead, put the game away. They have the Flyers today. They have the Rangers tomorrow afternoon, also at PPG Paints Arena. So it should be very interesting to see how this whole thing works out.